Welcome back to The Brooke Alexander Show. I'm your host, Brooke Alexander. I'm a life and success coach here to help you get unstuck, take action, and create the life you want. On this podcast, I get real about what it takes to transform your life and give you information you can really use to up-level and create massive shifts. We talk about mindset, manifestation, spirituality, and what it really takes to be successful. Personal development doesn't have to be boring, and being spiritual doesn't mean meditating for hours. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome to today's episode. First of all, did you notice my new intro? I recorded a new intro, which I'm excited about, and I love it, so let me know what you think. I don't know why I feel like the intro is so important, but I guess it really does set the tone for the podcast, because a lot of people will judge a book by its cover and maybe judge a podcast by the intro. So, you know, if I gotta tell the people what it's about. Anyway, today's episode, I am so excited to share with you. I had the pleasure of interviewing the lovely Amberlee Lyons, aka Chakra Girl. It was seriously such a good, fun conversation. Amber is so lovely to talk to. In another life, we are best friends. Okay, no, in an alternate reality, we are best friends. So in this lifetime, but in a different reality, obviously, because we kind of live far apart and she doesn't really know me yet, but we're best friends. Anyway, wow, weird, Brooke. Okay, anyway, so before I keep getting weird, I'm just going to tell you what's in today's episode. We talked about chakras. So if you wanted to know what chakras are, what they do, what it all means, we're going to go over that for you in this episode. Amber also gave some really practical advice on what you can do if any of your chakras are blocked. And we used kind of my situation as an example of what you can do. And it's not hard. It's all really easy stuff, but you have to be doing it intentionally. We talked about like fears when she started her business. We talked about creating a business vision. We talked about other spiritual stuff and this like weird spiritual practice that she's done a couple times, which sounds so freaking weird, but also so cool. And I really want to try it. Anyway, so listen to the episode to hear what that is. And she also let me in on a little secret about what is coming up for her. So definitely give this episode a listen if you want to know what Amber is manifesting and what things she has in the works, because it is cool and I'm going to manifest being a part of it. There we go. Said it. It's out there. It's happening. Anyway, I tend to ramble. I don't know why. I just do. It's because when I talk into my podcast, there's no one here to interrupt me and tell me to be quiet. So I can just say what I want. Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to leave you here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you in the interview. Welcome to today's episode, everyone. I have an amazing special guest that I am so excited to have on the show. We have Amberlee Lyons, who is also known as Chakra Girl. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate having you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, you're welcome. So for those who, for some reason, don't know who you are, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do?
Yes. So my name is Amberlee Lyons. I am a chakra expert. I am a crystal connoisseur, and I like to just call myself your spiritual BFF. I'm there to just like help women along their way, whether they're starting a business or just like going for that glamorous life. And I like to kind of bridge the gap between spirituality and materialism. So I'm down for gurus, but I'm also down for Gucci. So I believe that, you know, you can be spiritual and you can have nice things. And I believe that spirituality helps get you there. So I'm attuned with Reiki. I'm a certified level 2 Reiki practitioner. I've studied Kundalini yoga, and I use those methods in my work as well. So I help people with their businesses, but I'm also helping them with their energy, with their chakras, with their mindset, and just guiding them along the path to just a really glamorous life.
I love it. I love literally all of that. So much. I think like one of the things now, and I'm noticing this huge transition from people like thinking that spirituality is like people who wear, what is it, patchouli and like dreadlocks and wear like the, you know, those flowy clothes. But now we're just like, actually, I do want Gucci and I'm also going to be spiritual and I'm going to love money as well. Like having it all, which is so awesome. I love it.
Yes. Gucci and patchouli.
Exactly. So what I really wanted to, you touched on so many things that I wanted to talk about, but first of all, for the people who don't know, let's talk a little bit about chakras and what they are, if you can like summarize.
Totally. So we have these like core energy centers in our body and like everything is energy. So the vibrations that you're transmitting actually dictate the transmission or the frequencies that you're receiving. So you've got these core energy centers throughout your body. There's seven of them and they all harness different frequencies and different emotions. So you know, if you really want to tap into love, obviously that's your heart chakra. If you want to feel like grounded and strong, then that's your root chakra. Now, if any of these get misaligned, so if that frequency goes out of whack, which can happen from a physical issue, it can happen from an emotional issue, it can happen from a past life issue, then it's not operating at the right frequency. And chakras are all supposed to be spinning in a wheel. So chakra actually means spinning wheels. So the chakras are all supposed to be like in flow together. And if something gets bumped out of alignment, then you're out of alignment. So if you think of like all the things that you want in your life, all those like big glamorous desires, those all have a certain frequency and that's what's meant for you. So you're supposed to be operating at that frequency. But if you get misaligned, you have to bring yourself back to that frequency so that you can attract the things that you want. So they're really, your chakras are these energy centers that are really tools to help you call in whatever you want. And kind of, you can use them as like a GPS. So if something's out of alignment, then you know, okay, this emotion's coming up. So that means this chakra must be out of alignment. So I must, you know, these are the things I can do to get it back into alignment so that I can, you know, create that life that I want. Oh, I'm not hearing you for some reason.
Hello?
There we go.
Oh God, like technical difficulties every single time for me. This is probably a chakra that I need to work on. Yes. Like something to do with like
technical chakra communication and
you know what? You know what? Okay. We're going to get into that. Yeah. But because this really gets into what I wanted to talk about next is how can people tell if they're having issues with any of their chakras?
Yes. I mean, the first thing is knowledge. So kind of just like knowing, okay, so I know that if I'm having money fears, then that's probably a root chakra thing. I know that if I'm having communication issues, that's probably a throat chakra thing. So it's just like really getting to know them. But then also sometimes you can literally physically feel it. So like a very simple practice is to just really calm yourself. See if you can bring your breath all the way to your toes, like breathe in super, super deep. See if you can feel that breath go all the way to your toes. See if you can have it fill up your head. See if you can feel that air, you know, just spreading throughout your body. There will be a place that feels stuck. It might even be your whole lower half of your body that feels stuck. And like you can't feel energy going through there at all. So that simple breathing exercise, like some people will have trouble, you know, bringing energy past their throat. Some people will feel like a little pain in their heart or in their stomach or wherever. So just being mindful physically and then also just knowing the different emotions that are associated with each chakra.
Yeah. And something like even that we just noticed right now, how you couldn't hear me. So I, a couple of years ago, right, went to the doctor and like for something completely unrelated. And he was looking at me and then all of a sudden he's like, do you have lumps in your throat? And I was like, what? And he could like literally from sitting across the seat from me could see these lumps in my throat, and I like had to get them tested, and then like it eventually it's nothing. Well, I mean, it could be, but
yeah,
I started to realize, like, even when I was growing up, people used to tell me I talked too much. Like, mm-hmm. I was told when I was a kid that children should be seen and not heard, and like all these kinds of things. And this is something that is coming up for me a lot, is speaking and like me believing that people want to listen to what I have to say. And so even just now, like these technical difficulties, it kind of manifests in stuff that's not even within me too, right?
Yeah, so like, totally.
And like, so I guess this
is- because that frequency that you're transmitting is like a discordant energy of communication. So there's some kind of like discordant frequency that's not quite right the way it should be, and that emits off of you and can affect things externally. So I always say like chakras are both transmitters and receivers. So they receptors, so they transmit energy and they receive energy. So that doesn't just mean you, that means people around you, things around you. So it's all connected.
Awesome. And so I actually on Saturday, a couple days ago, just got attuned to level one Reiki. So like super exciting. But for maybe people who don't know how to kind of unblock chakras or get the energy flowing, what would be your best advice if someone does notice something, like how I just have come to the realization for myself, if someone notices that one of their chakras is blocked, what advice could you give them to kind of get that energy flowing again?
Yeah. So I like to go from like a mind, body, soul, and energy perspective. So, you know, we are these like human flesh suits that have like a soul. We're not just, you know, it's not just our body. There's so much more to it. So like I said, there's that energetic frequency. There's, you know, the mindset, the mind totally controls the body. And the soul, which is the, you know, just, you know, our own well-being, and then the energy, which is like the actual frequencies. So for the mind, the first thing I recommend is journaling. So usually we kind of know what's wrong. So with you, you have, say it was a communication issue. So if you were to just journal on, you know, every single day on, you know, what is, you know, how will I communicate today, or how will I enhance my communication today, and just like bringing attention to it. And then for that specific issue too, for communication, just making journaling such a huge thing in your life. Because if you're having communication issues with other people, the first place to start is learning how to communicate with yourself through journaling. So that's a really big one. Mantras is another good one for the mind. So, you know, you could just literally be saying all the time, I am the best effing communicator. I communicate with ease, like just, you know, repeating that in your mind. So that's for mind. Body, literally like stretching the neck. One that I love doing for the throat chakra. Another thing connected to the throat chakra is the jaw. So I like to like flutter my lips, like that, because it literally like sends little energy waves and like massages out the areas that are blocked with the energy. So, that's a good one for body, like rolling your neck or whatever chakra it was, stretching that area, just mindfully bringing breath to that area. And you can even just Google like yoga poses for the heart chakra, yoga poses for the sacral chakra. And you'll find a bunch of goodness there. So that's the body. Soul meditation. So chakra meditations, you can find them anywhere. I've got a bunch of amazing ones as well. So every single day, just mindfully bringing attention to that chakra. And then energy. I like to visualize. So visualizing is like a really good way to change your frequency as well, because your subconscious mind doesn't actually know the difference between what's real and what you're imagining. So there's two different ways to use energy every day. So the first one is visualizing something on the throat or on the chakra that is actually clearing it out. So, you know, imagining like a blue light that's just like getting brighter every time you breathe into your throat, and then it's like clearing these blockages. That actually moves the energy. You know, the power of that intention can move the energy. And then the other thing is visualizing the result of that. So if you're having trouble communicating, could you imagine yourself, you know, up on this stage and like communicating like a pro and just like, you know, feeling so free and amazing, and then feeling all of those feelings in your body, even though you're actually just like sitting on the ground in your bedroom, but feeling into those feelings of like being on that stage and like being that amazing communicator. So, you know, all of that can take only if you took 7 minutes a day to do a little bit of that stuff, one of each of those categories, you're going to see a shift very quickly. And I know the throat chakra was one of the first things that I ever worked on. And within 2 weeks, I saw a shift. Oh, and I'll say crystals too. Let's put that in with the energy thing too. So crystals have a certain frequency. So that's another energetic hack to use. Like I slept with an aquamarine crystal on my throat for 2 weeks, did those practices, and like it changed everything.
Oh, that's so awesome. There's so many good things in there.
Yeah.
So many ways. Okay, cool. Definitely going to try some of those out.
Yes.
What's your favorite crystal for unblocking chakras? Or would you use a different crystal for each chakra?
I mean, yeah, I would say different ones for each chakra. Like a good multi-purpose one is selenite. I have one around here.
Yeah.
But selenite is powerful. So this is what it looks like. I made the mistake when I first got it. I was like, oh, I'm going to like clear my lower chakras. And I was like going like in a downward motion. Then I was like, oh, and then I'm going to clear my upper chakras. And I was like going in an upward motion.
Oh, yeah.
I threw up and got so sick for days.
Oh my gosh.
Energy in this thing. And then it broke. It was like, it like just shattered like into two.
Oh.
Like way longer. So be careful with this. Always down. So yeah, but it's like really, really good for clearing, and even just putting a piece of that like under your bed, it like, it's really good for cleansing the energy of the room as well.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I bought a selenite a little while ago. So, and I really love it. Actually, I bought a friend selenite too. I sent her it in the mail, and someone said on her Instagram, like, was like, oh, you're doing crystals right now. Like, I don't think I can follow along with that. Like, I can't go along. And I was like, the selenite is working. It just cleared out that negative energy. Like, this person is telling that you that they don't want to follow you anymore. Clearing the selenite worked.
Yeah. I love that.
It worked. Cool. So how did you transition and like, how did you go about bringing the chakras and making that a part of your business? And like, how did you realize, because I know you speak about you learned that, or you realize that working on your business was also similar kind of progress to working on your chakras. So how did you kind of incorporate all of that?
Yeah. So my first business, so once I figured like this whole chakra and crystals thing out, I was like, okay, I need to do this. Like, I need to be doing something about this for a business. And I wanted to start a crystal jewelry line that helped you with your chakras. But my chakras were so out of whack that it took me like forever to actually do it. But once I finally did it, I realized that it took me balancing my chakras in sequence. Like every step that I needed to take to build the business required me to tap into a different chakra. And it was like in the order of the chakras. And I was like, that is bananas. So like when you're setting up the foundation of your business, that requires you to work on that like really grounding, powerful, strong energy of your root chakra and like feeling really grounded in what you're doing rather than be like, oh, I could do this or I could do this. Like just really grounding down and like having that like core message. And then it's time to work on your visual brand. So for your visual brand, you need to feel, your brand in general, you need to connect to your story, which means sometimes you need to clear out some past trauma or some past issues. And then you need to create, you know, the beautiful brand, which means being creative and tapping into that like really feminine creativity. So that requires sacral chakra energy. And then it's like, okay, now you need to build your website. You're going to need your solar plexus. Like, it's just like, was kind of crazy how every step I need to tap into a different chakra. And then I was like, all right, like maybe that's what I'm supposed to be doing, like helping people with their businesses. And it was funny because when I got the jewelry business up and running, I had way more people interested in how I started my business than people who wanted the jewelry. And people were emailing me being like, I want to start a business, but I'm feeling blocked. Like, what do I do? And I would, you know, kind of help them. I was like, I'm just going to start charging for this. and then that became a business. And then that grew and evolved really, really quickly. And then the podcast started and now moving more into like an influencer role. And yeah, it's just it's kind of like every single step that I've taken, I need to like take those seven steps before I like dive in, before it's like fully birthed, you know?
Right. So each time you kind of change, do you go through and redo all your, realign all your chakras or?
Totally. Well, and sometimes it's even just like a 2-day thing. So it's like, okay, I'm going to start my podcast. So root chakra, what is the foundation of the podcast? What's the core message? Okay. Amazing. Sacral chakra, you know, what feelings are coming up around this? Like, how can I, like, what's the story of the podcast? Like, what's the deep emotional connection of the podcast? Okay. And I'm tapping into my sacral chakra to feel into that. And then it's like, okay, in my solar plexus, because your solar plexus is where your intuition is. It's like, okay, intuitively, how do I think this is going to go? What do I think I need to do? Then tapping into the heart. Okay, I'm going to co-create with the universe. Like, what am I going to do? What's the universe going to do? How am I going to send out love? What kind of love do I want to receive back from my listeners? And like literally just going through and just like doing this huge, like essentially it's like a journaling process. That I do to just like tap into each energy. And then I do all that before I even start the work. Like I make sure all of that's aligned before I even start working on anything.
Right. Right. Yeah. I guess so many people just don't do that. And I think these days we're kind of told to just like, just go do the thing, take the action, just like start. But then I guess like people run into these the issues and fears and limiting beliefs and all that kind of stuff. So if you haven't worked and like done all this stuff and gotten everything aligned before you take the action, then I guess you're more likely to, that could be why you're running into like limiting beliefs and fears, is because you haven't gotten these things aligned.
I mean, I'm a big believer in just doing it. Like, I don't think like this journaling practice, this should take you 2 days, like more than 2 days. And then you start like, and there will be. And like you said, so your chakras are a GPS. So you are going to bump into things no matter what. I do not believe in clearing all your chakras before you start your business. No, you need to just go and you need to do it, whether it's a business or a project or a new, you know, new branch of your business. Like you go and you do it, but you take that time to get aligned for a couple of days just to let the idea be birthed and to make sure that it feels right. Or maybe you, and then maybe, you know, the second day you're like, okay, wait, no, my intuition's telling me to do it a little bit differently, but then you go and do it. But your chakras are like a GPS. So if something, you know, you hit a roadblock or a fear comes up, then it's like, okay, what's it telling me? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to clear this? What am I supposed to learn? And then you either, you know, pivot the thing of your business or you work through and keep going forward. But yeah, that's the thing, is like the chakras are never going to always be perfectly aligned. I think with most people, they have some core chakras that even though they clear it out, they go to the next level of life and like, you know, they're playing way bigger and then it comes up again and you have to clear it again. So it's like new levels, new devils. Every time you go higher, you need to like clear a little bit more. So it's just using them as a GPS.
Yeah. When you started your business or even like when you were transitioning or even for your crystal business or for transitioning into kind of business coaching, did you have like fears and limiting beliefs? If so, what were they?
Yeah, all of them. what if no one buys it? What if no one cares? What if I look ugly in my photo shoot? Oh. All the things like, am I good enough? Am I smart enough? Am I really going to be able to help? Like all of them. You're going to have them. You need to learn how to be okay with that. You need to learn how to do it anyways. And you need to like create a new belief system. So my belief system is everything always works out better than you think.
Yeah. You know? Oh, I love that.
I literally just believe that. And even though maybe sometimes it hasn't always been that way, the things that haven't worked out better than I thought or the things that were a perceived failure actually resulted in a bigger success down the road. So if I like, okay, I'm going to like launch this program and, you know, I want to make this much money and I want to make, you know, 50 grand. And then, you know, everything always, you know, works out better than I thought, but then you only make 12 grand. You're like, shit, what went wrong? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, maybe I wasn't supposed to launch that right now. What do I really want to launch? Okay, I'm going to go back to those 7 steps. I'm going to do that journaling. Okay, you know what? I actually want to launch something totally different. I should have listened to my intuition. I'm going to launch that now. Okay, that was 150K launch. There you go. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like letting your failure, using your failure, I think Gabby Bernstein calls it a detour in the right direction. So it kind of like blocks you, but then you, and then it's like, yeah, there's going to be like a bit of a lull or like a period where you don't feel very good. And then it brings you, you know, on the right path for something better.
Yeah, I love that. It always works out better than I thought. I love that.
Yeah.
When you started your business, did you have a vision for how you wanted it to be? Because like you're stepping into kind of an influencer role. Is this the vision that you had, or are you kind of forming it as you go along?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I kind of did things backwards where I was like, I want to be this influencer. I want to have a reality show. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to be famous. And then I kind of put that all out there and like mapped out what I wanted that to look like. And it was almost like the how fell into my lap. Like I had no idea what business coaching was. I had no idea what any of this stuff was. It's like, it just kind of came in front of me when it was supposed to. And I felt like, okay, maybe I'm supposed to be doing this. And it has slowly like turned into that path.
Yeah.
So there's holding the vision, but then there's also like doing the work. Like I worked my butt off. And I feel like there's so many spiritual teachers out there being like, oh, you should only have to like work a few hours a day. And like, no, like if you have big freaking, can I swear?
Please do. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I know. I've really been holding back. If you've got like these big ass goals, then you need to put that energy forward. Should it feel easy? Should it feel good? 100%. And that's why, you know, you take that time to like feel into things. But you're not going to meditate your way to making shit happen. Mm-hmm. So hold the vision, know the big vision. And then another thing that really helped me was staying in my own lane. I don't follow other business coaches. I don't give a shit what they're doing. Like, not my business. I follow people that inspire me from all different realms. Reality shows, you know, bloggers, influencers, fashion influencers. And that's who I like to draw inspiration from.
Yeah.
And so through drawing inspiration through them, through having this big vision, but then also buckling down and doing the work to, you know, notice the things that were presented to me and the opportunities that were presented to me and, you know, making the big investments to get there and just knowing that no matter what, it was going to end up being this big influencer situation at the end. That's how you do it. Like you just, it is an intuitively guided thing where you don't know how you're going to get there, but you're doing work and you're moving energy forward and eventually it's going to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. I really love that you're not following other business coaches and like seeing what they're doing. I think so many people, and I'm guilty of this too. Like,
yeah,
I kind of try to convince myself that it's so I can like see what the standards are of the industry. Like, am I on the right path? But it's not, it's like comparing.
Yeah. 100%.
Totally.
Yeah. And I did it for a long time too. And, yeah, it's easy to do that, but I would rather draw inspiration from my big vision. Like I'm not going to be a coach forever. That's not what I want. That's never been the goal. This is almost like the stepping stone. Do I love it? Yeah. Have I met amazing people? Yes. Has it been like a huge, you know, leverage for me to like do what I actually want to do? 100%. But thinking, okay, am I going to be doing this forever? Or do I want to be, you know, writing books, you know, traveling the world, having a TV show? Like, what are the big picture things? Mm-hmm. And like remembering to hold on to that vision.
Yeah.
And not just the day to day.
Yeah. I really want to know what your reality show would be.
Okay. So it's kind of funny because I was waiting for it to land. Like, I was really waiting for like the idea because I was like, do I want to be like Long Island Medium and be like doing like Reiki on people and like before and after situations, or do I want it to be about my life, or do I want it to be about, or do I want to just be like a character on like someone else's show? I don't know if I should talk about it yet, but I'm going to, it's fine. While I was in London with I hosted a retreat in Paris, and my PR manager, who's become my best friend, came with me, and then we went to London together, and we were like in London eating bangers and mash and fish and chips and eating gin or drinking a gin and tonic. And it kind of just like came to us like at the same time. We were like, what if, so her business is called Society Gal. And we were like, what if it was like about all of your clients and like all the different things that they're doing? And then I'm just like one of the main characters. And like, because me and you are friends, like I'm one of the main characters and she's a main character. And then her other clients are characters as well. So we're working on it. Her husband also works for E! Network. So we are,
things are lining up.
Yeah. So I'm like putting it out there, planting the seeds, and I'm not like forcing it. Like I'm just like, okay, what's going to happen? And then the ideal end, like we were like, okay, this is the idea. And then now like I have, you know, I'm hosting a retreat in Hawaii and then I'm speaking at an event in LA, which one of her other clients is hosting. So we're like, okay, I think that's like a good little pilot to film. So we're trying to figure that out. Yeah. So
cool.
It's happening. It may change. It might not get picked up. We may adjust, we may shift. And that's the reality of anything. But, I don't know. I just feel I've always felt called to like share in a way that is very light, approachable, fun. I love reality TV. I love spiritual stuff, but I find that spiritual stuff can be very unapproachable. And
yeah,
a lot of people, there's a lot of people like, you know, a lot of the best gurus and teachers out there just, they don't, it doesn't resonate for like our, like the younger generation. Right. So I just wanted, my mission is to make chakra balancing and chakra knowledge mainstream. Like,
yeah,
I want everyone to know about it. I want everyone to be doing it. And I think the best way for me to spread that message is by doing something fun, light, that people can like get entertainment value from, but then also learn from.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Are you going to get Master Reiki certified? Because you could do that too. That could be like part of
your... Totally. Yeah, 100%. Like I'm thinking about it, but it's funny because... So I actually do like my own style of energy work. So yeah, it includes a little bit of Reiki. It includes a little bit of hypnosis. It includes, you know, just like light work. It includes visualization, meditation, moving your body, crystals. Like, so I'm just like, I don't know. I haven't like had a need to.
Yeah.
Professor, because I'm like, kind of doing it in my own way.
Yeah,
totally. So I'm like, if anything, I'm going to become a master at what I do and then teach people the way I do it. So
that's such a better idea.
Yeah.
I love it. That's so exciting. I will totally watch your show.
Yay.
I've also always wanted a reality show myself. Like a couple of my friends, like roommates of mine a few years ago were like, imagine if we had cameras just like following us around all day. Like I don't really do anything interesting, but I thought that would be so cool.
That's the thing too. Sometimes I'm just like, do people really care about me walking my dog? But
oh yeah, your dog is so cute.
I know. Yeah. People do care. He's freaking cute.
Yeah. They care. Even your Instagram story this morning of him just like slowly walking.
He's just like, so cute.
Yeah. So cute. Yeah. All right. So I guess another thing that I wanted to chat about is your visibility and like how you do kind of things. Like when you first started your business, and even now, what do you find helps you the most with visibility and like maybe your favorite platform for that too?
Podcast, 100%. I interview some really amazing people on my podcast and then they, we create like a really good connection. You know, we always like bond really well and then they are lovely and like share my podcast on their network. So for me, that's always been, I don't even want to say strategy, that just kind of like organically has been a really big help for me is, a game changer in my visibility is connecting with people that I love to chat to, having really good conversation with them and then them liking it enough to, you know, share about me to their audience and like being strategic with that as well. Like, well, who do I want to reach out to? Who do I want to get in front of? You know, who are the big celebrities? Okay. I love the Kardashians. I like want to be involved with them in some way. I'm going to interview their makeup artist. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
and then he'll post about it and then they'll see that I have a podcast. You know what I mean? So little things like that. I'm grateful that I have a PR agency that does all that for me, but I think people can totally do that on their own too. I think that's the number one thing. And then just collaborating, like I've done a lot of stuff with friends. So like my PR agent, my other friend, Sophie from her business called Love Your Life, Bitch. We've done collaborations. People like to see people having fun.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, you know, sitting at home, like, and I'm guilty of this too, but if I'm like just sitting at home, you know, hanging out with my dog, working from my computer, all day, that's not interesting to people. But if you're out there doing stuff with other people that are like-minded and, that even like going to events, like people love that stuff. People want to see what you're doing. And vulnerability, that's another one, like just really connecting. Like there was a time where I was like trying to be this like super buttoned up, like business coach, like all professional. And like, and then I was like, that's not me. And like, once I started like really being myself and like swearing and like talking about, you know, getting in a fight with my husband or talking about like my road rage or like just talking about our imperfections, like,
yeah,
that, I know for me, that's what makes me relate to someone. If someone seems too perfect, I kind of don't have time for that. You know what I mean? It's like, be real.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's been, I mean, that's a really good tip for, you know, for really connecting with your audience as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I guess I'm kind of at that stage too now where I'm like, how vulnerable do I want to be? It's scary, right? Like,
yeah.
Being honest and like sharing the stuff is scary, but.
Well, yeah. And I mean, so with Chakra Girl Radio, which is my podcast, I make it a point on every episode that we talk about the last meltdown that we had, like the last, like basically embarrassing thing that you did.
Yeah.
because you know, you gotta be real. And like, I just think by being there's a quote from Real Housewives that my friend Sophie from Love Your Life Bitch told me about. And I can't remember the exact words, but it's something about sharing your story allows you to empower others while emancipating yourself. So the more real you are, the more you're helping other people. And it's like, you're also clearing out any shame, guilt that you were feeling, because now people are like, I understand. I get it. I've done that too. Thank you for sharing that. And then you no longer carry that guilt and shame around with you.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Have you heard of shadow work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like that too. You have to bring it out. And once you like let it out and you're like, you take ownership of it, I guess. And then it, like, it can't own you anymore.
I think it was Jay-Z that said, you have to feel it to heal it.
I love that. So cool. Yeah. Have you always been spiritual?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I was obsessed with witches when I was a kid. Like obsessed. Yeah. Like always like, okay, how could I like make a spell or like, so when I was little, I was obsessed with witches. I would go and check out all the witch books from the library. Like I was obsessed with Joan of Arc, obsessed with the craft and like all that stuff. And I was also really loved astrology. And I also wanted to read the Bible. And I was like, I was not religious. My family was not at all religious. But I would pray. And I, even though I like wasn't religious and I like, which is, and I'm not religious now. Like when I, you know, when I think of, and not, this is just my own personal belief. Everyone's free to their own. But when I think of God, I think of like an energy that unites us all. But like religion is like, when you talk about God, you're talking about like some man. So, you know, I would like pray, even though I didn't really know who I was praying to, but then that all kind of went away when I was a teenager. You know, I found, you know, alcohol and boys. So that was
way as you do. Important. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it didn't come back until I kind of had, you know, become a hot mess and like was going to fashion school and was like, what am I doing with my life? You know, why am I going to nightclubs on a Tuesday?
Like, oh my gosh. I know that story all too well.
Yes, that was basically where it started. So there was a lot of like stuff to clear out. And I like slowly, you know, I found yoga to like, I was like, my friend was like, you can lose like 5 pounds if you go to hot yoga for a week. And I was like, oh my God, okay, I gotta go. And then I went and I just became obsessed with it. And like, without even realizing it, started like slowing down. And I was like, realized, oh wow, I can actually like be alone and not freak out now. Like, whereas before I always had to like be on the phone with someone or like be making plans to like go meet someone. I was like, oh wow, I'm actually like enjoying my alone time. I'm actually like, you know, my thoughts are slowing down. I'm feeling less anxious. I was like, I almost didn't even realize I had anxiety until I didn't have anxiety anymore. Yeah. So, and then, yeah, it just all kind of slowly evolved from there. It wasn't like a spiritual awakening of any sorts. It was like just all very slow and piece by piece. And it's the journey. It's, I think everyone's journey is different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of the same. I like felt it a little bit when I was younger. I had gemstones and that kind of stuff, but, and I was into the craft as well, you know, like doing that. Is that the movie that the light as a feather, stiff as a board is from?
Is that the crop?
Yes.
Yes. Me and my friends, we used to do that, like slumber parties or whatever. Like
totally. I got so much trouble at school for doing that.
Oh, yeah? I went to an all-girls Catholic school from grade 7 to 12. So, like, we were not allowed to do it. No. Yeah. No witches. No witches. But, yeah, it wasn't until, like, I needed it back in my life that I found it. Like,
exactly.
It did take me getting to kind of to a low point before I was like, all right, well, it kind of came to me, really.
Yeah, totally. Like it found you. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here.
Are there any kind of new spiritual things that you're exploring? Like anything new that you're kind of into?
Good question. I feel like, okay, so one thing that I love that not many people have heard of, but you can only really do it like a few times a year, is called etiotherapy. Uh-huh. And not many practitioners in the world. There are honestly, I can only find two online.
Wow.
And I'm so lucky that there's one here in Vancouver. I don't know what the hell she does, but she basically looks at your ear and like taps on it. So weird.
On the outside?
But on the outside. Uh-huh. But and like holds your wrist and then knows everything that's ever happened in your life. Like she'll be like, when you were 8, you fell off your bike and broke your knee. Like, it's like, what the hell? It's so crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like, or when you were, you know, when you were 21, you had a near death experience, or when you were, and it's like, I don't know how she does it, but it's something to do with like, she said like energy comes out your ears, like energy comes in through your feet and goes out your ears. Wow. And she can tell by the way that energy looks. What, I don't know. It's like so crazy. Like when someone told me about it, I was like, yeah, but like, it's probably, she's probably just guessing. But then when I went, I was like, good Lord, how did you know all this?
Oh my gosh.
But then she clears it out too. So, and you can feel it. It is so crazy. She's like, okay, so now you're going to feel, she'll just be like standing there. She'll be like, okay, so now you're going to feel the energy clearing your throat. You might cough. And then you're going to feel a gurgling in your throat. And then your heart's going to flutter. And then your stomach's going to bubble. And it's like, your stomach's like, blah, 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 blah. And then you're going to feel tingling in your legs and your feet. And then it's gone. And then
my gosh,
it's so weird. And then it's like any fear that you had or any like, I don't know, any like hang up that you were holding on to, it literally is gone.
Wow. I need to look this up. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. So it's like ETIO therapy, all one word. And her name is Colette and her business is called Clarité Wellness. And I think it's a French, like her whole thing is very French. I think that etiotherapy started in France. I know that's where she got her training.
Right.
And from my research, like I've done, like tried to do a deep dives online. Maybe I didn't look hard enough, but I've only been able to find her and this guy in France that does it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How come you can only do it a couple times a year?
Well, so she kind of explained it. She's like, she said that if you, the way she said it, she's like, if you picture like a big, like bathtub of water and like you drop, a water drop into the middle, the waves slowly, slowly, slowly go out until they disappear. So she said that to fully integrate the session, you have to like let things, you know, you have to like live your life a bit and see what happens and things will slowly shift and change.
Right.
She's actually was one of the people that told me to start a podcast. And I was like, no, she's like, you're supposed to start a podcast or you're supposed to be doing radio. She's like, there's something with your voice. And I was like, no. And then I saw her like a year later and she was like, you started a podcast. I was like, yeah. She's like, do you remember me telling you that? I was like, no. I was like, oh my God, you're right. You did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
cool.
It's kind of wild. She's amazing. If anyone can come to Vancouver to do this, like you are going to love it.
Yeah. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry,
dog is like being a psycho right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He wants to join in?
Yeah.
So cute. Yeah, I've never been to Vancouver and I need an excuse to go. So yeah, that's so awesome.
I don't even know if she, it's like so hard to get in with her too.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah.
That's so niche. Try. And if you're the only one doing it.
Yeah. Get on the waiting list. And then, and then it ends up coming at the right time. Like you'll be like, oh my God, I've been on this waiting list for 8 months, but this is like exactly when I needed this work the most. Yeah. So it always comes at the right time.
Oh my gosh. That sounds so cool. Mm-hmm. Do you have any, well, I'm sure you do have ways. What's your favorite way to raise your vibe and like kind of elevate your mind when you're feeling a bit not great?
So I actually have a full menu. Keep it on my phone and I have 5 minute things, 10 minute things, 30 minute things, hour long things, and like full day things. It really depends on how I'm feeling, but like a 5 minute thing would be, you know, a quick like breathing exercise and just like realigning. You know, a 20 minute thing would be maybe like going and having a meditation or like going for a walk around the block or, you know, having a tea and like reading a book, calling a friend, you know, checking some things off my to-do list, like little things that are in the back of your mind. Like, oh, I haven't talked to my grandpa in a few weeks. I should call my grandpa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just little things. I'm actually printing this, or I'm making this menu pretty because it's just like not pretty right now. It's just like on my phone, but I'm making it pretty, adding some like lessons to it and like actually going to be turning it into a PDF to give to people for free. I'm working on it, hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. It'll be on my website. So at chakragirlco.com, you'll be able to get it from my website.
Okay, cool. And I'll link all your stuff in the show notes too. So people can keep checking, keep hitting that refresh button. So that
get the high vibe menu, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you manifesting?
I think the reality show is like the biggest thing because I was like, I looked at my... all my like goals for the year, I was like, oh my God, I did everything. I moved into a penthouse. I got my Porsche. I like all this stuff. I was like, I've literally done everything except, and the reality show was something that I had for like a 3-year goal, but I was like, no, I'm going to pull that in. I'm going to pull that in and like
make it
happen sooner. So reality show, 100%. And it's funny because so many people, I just keep having people come into my life that were either on a reality show or they work in production or whatever. And I'm just like, okay, I'm like slowly gathering.
It's all happening.
Yeah.
What's your favorite manifestation ritual? What one do you feel like you get the most from?
Okay. Visualizing for sure. I don't know. I feel like I do like all the things. Like I have a vision board. I visualize every single day. I write down my 10-year vision, my 3-year, 3-year, what do I call it? I call them different things. I can't remember. 3-year picture or something. And then my 1-year goals and my 3-month action plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I have everything mapped out like that. So I, every single morning, read my 3 months, the things that I want to manifest in the next 3 months and like kind of the actions I'm taking to get there. So I literally just read them every morning and like I read each one and I like let it kind of like sink in, like feel it in my heart as if I already have it. And then just always like refreshing, like the 10-year action plan, for example. I just was listening to a podcast and people were talking about like investing in other companies and like, you know, being more behind the scenes. And I was like, yeah, in 10 years, I'm probably going to want to be more behind the scenes and I'm probably going to want to do that. So I like added that to my 10-year vision. So just like always like knowing what your vision is. I think that's like the most important thing. And then daydreaming the shit out of it. and like just really feeling into it every day.
Yeah. I love that. A couple of, I guess maybe months ago now, you bought the Chloe Faye, the bracelet bag, and you posted a picture on your story and I screenshotted that and I was like, that is going straight onto my vision board. And then a couple weeks ago I made the guy that I'm like dating, my man friend, whatever, come to Holt Renfrew with me to try on the bag so I could like take some photos of it with myself wearing it. And then I made him go to Range Rover with me and
that a girl Range Rovers. Good. That's what you have to do. Like I was, you know, I went into Porsche. I started going into Porsche. Actually, I was going into Tesla first.
Right.
I wanted a Tesla, but just go in, test drive the car, see what it smells like. Mm-hmm. See what it feels like to sit in because you need that to manifest it. You need to be able to feel that to manifest it.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I'm now that I've been in the car and now that I have the photo of myself wearing the bag, it's so much easier to visualize myself and like feel myself in there. And I can be in a completely different car, but in my mind, I'm in the Range Rover.
So exactly. Exactly. Okay, wait, so where do you live that you have Holt Renfrew?
Toronto.
Oh, okay. Why did I think that you lived somewhere else? Okay.
Because well, I'm Australian and so.
Yeah, I was like, that's what I thought. I was like, okay, I thought you were like in Australia. So I was like, oh my God, did Holt Renfrew in Australia?
No, unfortunately not. But so, and I only go in there on like special occasions, but I walked around and I went to like all the Chanel and the Zimmerman.
You need to start buying your makeup from there. That's what I did. I was like, I want to shop at Holt Renfrew. I'm just going to buy my makeup there. Maybe the foundation's $20 more than the thing I would buy at Sephora.
Yeah.
But whatever, I'm going to go buy it from Holt Renfrew instead and be in their customer profile and get their emails and get their catalogs and become a Holt Renfrew shopper. I am a Holt Renfrew shopper. You know what I mean? And just like becoming that.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I feel like so many people, they probably miss that step because they don't feel like they are allowed to do that.
Yeah. They feel like they don't belong.
Yeah. Even sometimes I get that Aritzia. I'll walk into Aritzia and I'm like, I don't belong here. All these girls are so fancy. Everyone looks so good. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm spending $300. I fucking belong here.
Exactly. Yeah. I know 100%. Like I remember what I used to do when I like couldn't afford Aritzia. I would just go into Aritzia and I would like look at their outfits and I would like write down what they were wearing. And I would like go to H&M and like buy a cheaper version.
Oh, that's such a good idea. That's so good. But totally. I found that putting myself, even like going to the organic grocery store and like buying
a kombucha or something. Exactly. So like, what are the things, like, what do you think rich people do? Okay. Rich people shop at Holt Renfrew. They shop at Whole Foods. They, you know, get an extra shot in their Starbucks. They, whatever, like, what are the, they buy expensive soap. Like, what are the little things that you can do today to be that person? To like raise it. So like I said, chakras are transmitters and receptors. You have to transmit the vibration of being that person to receive the ability to be that person, to receive the opportunities, to receive the money, to receive, you know, the things. So how can you raise your vibration and become an energetic match to living the life that you want?
Yeah. Yeah. So many. And you know what? I've heard a lot lately about raising your vibration, like raise your vibe. And like there's no instructions with that when people say it. Like, I'm really getting over people just saying, raise your vibe, feel good, raise your vibe. Like, okay, one, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
And two, like how, and this is the how of like putting yourself in the position and becoming that match and giving yourself permission to do that too. Like, and not buying the soap, but then regretting it and, or never using it or like saving it.
Oh, I'm saving this. Like, no.
Yeah, I know. I actually like a couple of years ago bought some really nice boots, I don't know. And a friend was like asking me why I never wore them. And I was like, I'm saving them. Like, I can't wear them. She's like, what? My sister wears her nicest shoes to do the laundry. And I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I saving these boots? Like, they're nice. I'm going to fucking wear them. Like, I paid the money for them. I deserve them. So
exactly. I know. I bought this Gucci blazer and I was like, I even asked myself, I was like, what am I saving this for, the queen? Like,
Right.
Oh, and then I was like doing a podcast interview. I was like, I'm going to wear this and I'm going to like go drink a, what was I drinking? I don't know, martini or something with my Gucci blazer.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. That I'm like, that's what I'm doing a lot lately too, is like dressing in my nicer fancy clothes, like any day and not being like, oh, I'll just wear my daggy, whatever clothes today. Like,
burn that ugly stuff.
Fucking dress nice.
Exactly. I was like, I'm up leveling my dog walking clothes and I bought cute dog walking clothes. Like I wear Lululemon to walk my dog. Like that's just what I do.
So, I love it. I love it. So what is coming up for Chakra Girl? We know the reality show is on the way. Do you have anything else you can share with us?
So I am really excited just about next year. I think, as I mentioned, I've transitioned more into like an influencer role. And even though I'm business coaching, still, and I'm helping people at all levels. So whether you just started your business or whether you're like started, but wanting to like, you know, get to that kind of like luxurious life, you know, if you're kind of like stuck at your computer all the time and not actually seeing the results. I work with people at that level. But what I'm really excited is the level of people who are kind of sick of just being a coach or just being an entrepreneur and moving into an influencer, and teaching them not just the step-by-step of how to do that, you know, not just teaching them the PR stuff, not just teaching them, you know, the social media stuff, but teaching them the energetic stuff to become a match, to be an influencer, to manifest opportunities. So I ran this program this year. It actually kind of happened by mistake where I started becoming more of an influence. And then all my clients that were in this other program were like, I want to do that too. So I was like, okay, I'm going to change this program name to Icon. So it's called Chakra Girl Icon. And yeah, it's about tapping into your inner icon, using your chakras to get there. So I'm really excited to run that program again, because now it's like next level, you know, you know, start the podcast, start the YouTube channel, start the blog, and just really start building your audience and spreading your message. I just think that's the most important thing we can do as woke women, is to share what we've learned and like help people that maybe don't quite get it or can't seem to get themselves unstuck. So yeah, it's just like a really more impactful ripple effect when you're of bigger influence.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and spending your time with me and sharing all the amazing stuff.
Thank you.
Good. Can you let everyone know where they can find you?
Yes. So you can find me, my podcast, first off, Chakra Girl Radio. So fun. Go check it out. And Instagram at Chakra Girl Co. My website is chakragirlco.com. I'm not really on Facebook that much. So just Instagram. Instagram, podcast, website. That's where you can find me.
Perfect. And I'll link everything in the show notes so everyone can just click right on the button and go straight to you.
Yay. Excited to meet you all.
Well, thank you again so much. And I can't wait to have you on the show again. And we can talk about your reality show and all that good stuff.
Famous AF. Yeah. We'll be back.
Love it. Love it. All right. Thanks so much, Amber.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something that you can begin to implement in your life right now. If you did enjoy this episode, I would absolutely love if you left me a review in iTunes so that we can get the podcast in front of more people and share the message. And don't forget to head over to my website to sign up and get all the free content I've created for you to help you on your manifestation and transformation journey. There's so much for you to enjoy, and I'm so grateful to be able to share it with you.